This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
You don't know, but we will find out.
What is the procedure? Can you walk us through the steps of what is the procedure when you're testing?
The procedure for the test is that in a real event, we will get notification from your specific command. And then we'll go through the test as far as activating the computer screen and the program as far as that would activate the warnings and the alerts. So the process of our test is that we simulate a notification from PACOM. Again, no notification from PACOM came. We simulate that. And based on that simulation, our staff at the state warning point will open up the screen, go through the checklist, and then make that initiation. That's what... Again, it's a human error. There is a screen that says, are you sure you want to do this? Okay, again, that's already in place. Now, we had one person, human error, and that thing was pushed anyway.
So they not only triggered the alert, they also pressed yes?
Yes.
There was a two-step process.
Yeah, there is a
press yes in both situations.
Right.
So by having redundancy, having two people, you've got 12 to 13 minutes to alert the public. How much of a delay will this
There would be no delay in this case. So right now the process would be the OTS or the person in charge of the warning point of that shift would be the one to either push it or oversee to make sure that there's two people there when you push the button.
I'm sorry, to clarify, there was a redundancy in place then. Someone clicks to send out this mass message, yes. And then someone also clicked to say, yes,
it's
this
the
in
same,
fact.
It's the same person.
Did he explain why then he did it twice.
I can't explain that. Like I said, it's a human error that we're going to fix.
Yeah, human error like something that we've all done where we've had a document come up and says, do you want to delete this? Yes, but you didn't mean to delete it, but you hit the wrong button. Because sometimes, chalk it up to our own humanity that we get rushing and really just not pay attention. This was the end of a shift change. We're not talking much about that. But I think that's procedure, and these things will work out. The person got reassigned for the mistake that he made, and there should be that kind of action that's taking place, kind of like in the military. In the military, at least when I was in the Marine Corps, you didn't run out of gas. If you ran out of gas, if you were in a government vehicle and you ran out of gas, I mean, you were subject to all kinds of problems that you were going to have a lot of unpleasant days ahead if you ran out of gas. So you never ran out. That's the way those things are. Just the same thing like this. It is unforgivable. You cannot, especially with a two-step system. And now they're going to add somebody else in there. Okay, that helps. But the other thing that I think is missing greatly here is the procedure and what the citizens of Hawaii found out very quickly is that their remedy in the case of a ballistic missile being inbound to Hawaii, if you saw the sheet that tells them what to do, it's like, whoa, this is not much here. You got some thought here, Scott?
I think that I'm of the opinion that it should just be one person that does this. It's such a serious thing, and it's something that has to be done so quickly that adding extra steps of getting other people in the room makes so little sense to me. I think you need to just drive the point home that this is not acceptable.
Exactly.
You make it so bad, like just like you said, running out of gas. In a military vehicle, that is so unacceptable that you get in a ton of trouble for that.
You know. So in this particular, he's reassigned. He didn't lose his job. He got reassigned.
But that's what I'm saying. This is a case where it's not don't reassign. This is a case where you lose your job,
but
might be facing fines because you just made an entire island terrified.
Yes.
You have a daughter over there, a family over there.
Right.
How terrified were you when you heard that?
Oh, exactly. Well, we've got to go to break 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got more coming up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, are we having fun yet, huh? Hey, welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email? I've been getting some interesting emails. Boy, you're fired up. And that's okay. I'm not offended. You know, just let them fly. But let me know your thoughts. You're not invalidated here. You're included because that's the way we roll. We definitely believe in inclusion, not exclusion. Sometimes we just have to adjust some of our stinking thinking. So Bill at BillMartinezLive.com, and it will come to us. And by all means, get it off your chest. Let me hear from you. Dr. Miles Schneider is with us. He is the author of the book Restoring Health to Healthcare, The Only Path to Ending Our Healthcare Crisis. Also going to be talking about Medicaid and a solution that has been long discussed, and for some reason people are afraid to do some things that are rather practical. And on this show, as you know, we often talk about rewarding the wrong behavior. Well, it's rather novel when you incentivize the right behavior with, you know, right policies. You get the right outcomes, and this is what Dr. Miles Schneider is going to be sharing with us. Dr. Schneider, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Fine, thank you. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
No, great to have you on. I want to make sure people understand that you are a real doctor. You currently practice at Annandale Foot and Ankle Center in Annandale, Virginia. Been in private practice for over 46 years. So a lot of what you talk about, you know firsthand. You've got a lot of years of experience here.
Yep, and I've had a lot of interest in research and on health and fitness in general, though I take care of just the foot and ankle. But I've had some experience.
Yes.
Over time.
Well, in a lot of this that you've gone through, you know, like you say, it's empirical. You've gone, you know, through different theories, ideas, and possibilities, you know, of things. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's got to come down to where we've had enough experience. And like I tell my kids, experience defines preference. I think we have a lot of preference being defined here. But for political reasons, it seems that, you know, one side over the other wants to violate whatever experience we've had. And as a result, we get these unintended consequences.
Yes, absolutely. I think certainly when you, if you're talking about health and incentivizing people to health and common sense things, I agree with you. I mean, we'll get to Medicaid, but in my book, I don't have to go into details now, but it's really all about incentivizing people to be healthy and rewarding good behavior, which you already alluded to on the Medicaid issue, I guess, when you were bringing it up in the intro.
Exactly.
So I would agree with you.
Yeah, but the thing is that with health, it's kind of, you know, I would, you know, recall Yogi Berra's statement that people find so charming, but it is practically so true, and that is that, you know, as he said, if I knew I was going to live this long, I'd taken better care of myself. And, you know, and this is what people are finding out the hard way, is that wow, maybe I should have taken better care of my teeth, or maybe I should have gone to see the doctor more often on a regular basis for checkups and practical things to avoid, you know, a catastrophic issue.
Absolutely. I don't think people realize how easy it is to take care of the body. And most, 70% of all serious problems, heart disease, stroke, cancer, diabetes, obesity, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, 70% of these are avoidable mm-hmm. by early detection and lifestyle choices. And you're right. People get something happen when they're later in life and they look back from what treatment they get and they realize, I could have done this 30 years ago. An example, someone has a heart attack. Let's say 50, 60-year-old male, female, and whether they need open-heart surgery or not, the first thing that's done once the symptoms and the conditions under control is put them in cardiac rehab, which is exercise, talk about nutrition, talk about how they live, stress management. If this was done 30, 40 years ago, they would have never had a heart attack
right.
and a lot of other diseases. So you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
That's the key, actually, to solving our, to me, that's the key to solving the healthcare crisis, because we cut down on demand for the services so we wouldn't spend so much money on it.
Well, not to mention the quality of life here. I mean, we're talking a big difference here of having to go through the remainder of your life after 50, 60, having taken a big hit of a heart attack. Now you got to carry that with you. It's not like just because you're on the other side of having a heart attack that you're all perfectly cured. I mean, you carry that scar with you, and you know better than I do, Dr. Schneider, but the impact of that, you know, psychologically, physically, you carry with you, as opposed to not having a heart attack. What are the chances? What's the quality of life difference between those two people? That one has taken care of himself, has not experienced a heart attack, and one who has.
You're absolutely correct. I mean, I have one of my best friends had to have quintuplet bypass several years ago, and you know, every time he gets an ache or something, he gets all nervous.
Besides. Yes.
You know, besides he has some issues, and he has to be on strong medication for the rest of his life. Some of them have side effects. So, yes, mm-hmm. it definitely affects the quality of life from whenever it unfortunately happens.
Well, one of the things you touched on, one of the things you touched on was the fact that, you know, we do have freedom of choice. You know, you can choose the lifestyle you want, but when all of a sudden you bring in a national health care system, it mitigates your responsibility for the health choices you've made. And now you say, okay, well, I'm part of a national health care system, and that means we're going to ameliorate my problem over the remainder of the population base. So if I've lived a life of Twinkies and sedentary behavior and all these things that are anti-health, you know, they don't have to pay for their problem anymore. I mean, other than they have to live with the consequences and whatever that may be. But the expenses now are mitigated over the rest of us that have said, hey, look, I do plan to live longer and I want a higher quality of life.
Absolutely. I mean, we spent $3.345 trillion involved with healthcare costs last year, and 75% of it is due to chronic diseases. So almost all our healthcare spending is related to people who are unfortunately sick. And as you say, you can't blame them. The only way I see the solution is you got to turn them around. I don't care what age you are, hardly, or most cases how infirmed you are, you can change the direction of your health. And the way we have to do it is we have to financially incentivize people to do it, because it's a lot cheaper than waiting down the road till they get some serious illness. I mean, the statistics take someone in from 64 to 84 year olds. The average healthcare cost is over almost $16,000 for everyone.
Wow.
For 85 and up, it's $35,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it starts at $3,300 when you're 18 years old, and it just goes up from there. And it, to me, it's just not the end. I think you also hit the nail on the head when you use the word self-responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I think for various reasons, people give up responsibility for their health and almost become victims, like, you know, it's not my fault. Mm-hmm. And if the doctors don't have a medicine or a procedure to fix me, well, there's nothing I could do. I might as well enjoy my life. And there's nothing wrong with enjoying your life.
Right.
But you can enjoy it so much better if you would take better care of yourself. And I'm not so sure it's partly our fault in terms of medical professional, the government, and not educating people, emphasizing enough how important prevention really is.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, the underlying word and the word for the day is responsibility. This is what we're talking about in this particular case, self-responsibility. It starts with each individual who makes up this great country. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Our conversation with Dr. Miles Schneider continues. He is author of the book, Restoring Health to Healthcare.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with the American 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Miles Schneider is with us, author of the book. He is a practicing doctor. He's practiced 46 years now. And his new book, Restoring Health to Healthcare. Dr. Schneider, let me ask you up front, why is healthcare seem to be moving in the wrong direction, that it's more expensive, especially when I hear of other programs that are available that are non-government related, where we're able to see the doctor for a lot less when we deal with a doctor direct, as opposed to going through insurance companies and the system that has been developed over the years in our country today?
Well, I think the reason why we have high costs of health care in general, first of all, is because we never deal with the cause of the problem, and the cause of the problem is disease.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about this in the last segment. Too many of us are getting sick, and unless we understand that, unless we start changing the way we live, I don't see how anybody can expect health care costs to go down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can go out of the system, as you just mentioned, and have cheaper health care costs, or maybe not as expensive, and get maybe more time at the doctor, which is good. But let's say you do that for a year, whatever the costs are that year, maybe it's less than going through conventional healthcare system as we have it. What's going to happen in year two in either system? The costs have to go up because there's one fact we know, that's more and more people getting sicker and sicker in younger ages with chronic diseases every year.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter, even if you save money in a year, unless you get to the cause of it, all we keep dealing with is the results. The results mm-hmm. are high premiums, high copays, high usage of all kinds of technology and so forth, but we never deal with the cause, which is just too much disease, and it's, mm-hmm. most of it's totally preventable.
Exactly. So we're overworking the system, is what you're saying, is that maybe in the short term we might get away with it, but in the long term, something's got to give.
I don't see how it ever could possibly change. No, mm-hmm. I don't care what kind of insurance system you have. It won't make a difference. Too many people being sick are overwhelming the system.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we have situations that, in terms of the government itself imposing, and then you get, not to necessarily, maybe, but maybe we should spotlight, Big Pharma, in as much as like with the opioid addiction that we have going on right now. I think it's quite interesting that we're not hearing Big Pharma coming to the rescue here and taking any kind of responsibility. They seem to be looking to the largesse of we the people and saying that we should be paying for all these addicts that have been created, thank you very much, by doctors over-prescribing. And Big Pharma, again, as you and I talked about, people will do that which they get rewarded for. Big Pharma is in the business to make money, and so they're incentivized by having more people addicted to these pharmaceuticals. And the doctors, meanwhile, what kind of incentives are they getting to continue to prescribe opioids to the point that we have an addicted America?
Well, that's changing, though. I think there was misinformation, obviously, when it first came out. I know in many states now you have to take courses in opioid addiction. I know when I practice in Virginia, and we had to take a certain amount of courses this year in order to keep your license about opioid addiction. I don't even really prescribe them, but you have to do it to maintain your license. So there is an education process that's going on right now. I agree. And now, the interesting thing about pharmaceutical prices in general, I mean, now you go to Europe or Canada, there are pharmaceutical prices are 60% higher than other places in the world.
Exactly.
The same drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was concerned, and I think I found out what the reason is that those countries, of course, some of them have single-payer systems, which I'm not really in favor of, but because I don't think that'll work either. But the entire country negotiates on behalf of all their people for pharmaceuticals. And our system, the way I read it, different insurance companies all over the place negotiate with pharms.
Yes.
So if we had a law that said, okay, insurance companies can still give out prescriptions, but the government or the country as a whole is going to be the primary negotiator, I think we'd get prices down to comparable prices in the rest of the world, which would certainly help healthcare costs, because that's a huge cost.
Well, exactly. I mean, as I was mentioning to you with this direct pay model, and Dr. Josh Umber that I was referring to earlier, they have a pre-negotiated rate for pharmaceuticals that are basically around 10 cents on the dollar. You know, so to your point, if we, you know, I don't understand why we can't set up an the United States of America Association. I mean, it's about we the people, not about a government interest. It's just us as an entity coming together saying, hey, look, you're going to negotiate with the greater whole of American citizens. Why not one big, humongous association?
I would agree. Obviously, that's why I think that's how I think we could handle the pharmaceutical cost issue. Just negotiate as a nation and let each insurance company do what they want, but at least get the price down to start with.
Well, it seems a little unfair that a lot of R&D is done here in this country, and then we put in all the investment to develop it, and then they go overseas and they're able to sell it at a cheaper rate because the R&D has been handled by America.
I know. It's a lot of, that's why it's cool. But the R&D does cost a lot of money. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's around $800 billion to get a drug to the market, with FDA approval and all the tests. But still, you're right. And that's probably where politics come in, which I'm not, I'm not a politician, so I don't know exactly.
Yeah, but you're a fair-minded individual that can look at it and say, hey, something's wrong here. I mean, why are we overburdened with all these regulations and people are, all the money's going in the wrong direction? Why can't it, it's not just all, let's just pick on the pharmaceuticals. Let's look at the system to say, how can we, which is the point of your book. It's delivering health care. I mean, true world-class 21st century healthcare to American citizens that are deserving of that. And the doctors, I do not believe the doctors out there, Dr. Schneider, like yourself, are trying to figure out, hey, how do we muck up the works here and we deliver, unhealthy healthcare? Every physician I talk to, that is their passion, is they want to do this, but yet they're handcuffed and their job is made more difficult, not easier.
No, it's definitely different. It's much more paperwork. God,
yes.
And all the time in front of a computer answering questions. And it's amazing how much used to be you had so much more time to do hands-on and talk to the patient. But it's very difficult to do it the way things are, because there's certain things you just have to do. And a lot of them involves writing things in the computer, which is okay, but it's gotten a little bit, I think, over the top.
Exactly. Well, and then, the number one complaint of patients is my doctor's not spending, as much time with me. But when you're spending 30-40% of your time in front of a computer to justify government regulations, there's something out of, out of proportion here in the delivery of world-class healthcare, I would think.
Absolutely. I think we need to, I think we need to give financial incentives to people to be healthy. I think another key thing is we need to go backwards a little bit in terms of we need more primary care doctors where he or she becomes your doctor and follows you through wherever you go consistently. Mm-hmm. It's hard to do that these days. And if we would go back to those two things alone, I think it would make a big difference in that your primary care doctor, though, should be more. I would change the education. I would call them wellness doctors, part internist, part psychologist, part nutritionist, and part exercise physiologist. And the whole emphasis is on prevention.
What you're talking about is a re-education of all parties here in America, right?
Well, because the way my system would work, there's going to be less disease, so there's going to be less need for specialists. So rather than get rid of them, if they still want to be doctors, which is great, we're going to need more primary care doctors.
Exactly.
Which is the way it should work.
And could you imagine the happiness level that would increase amongst your fellow physicians? Because now they feel like they've got a fair chance to be effective at their chosen calling to be deliverers of healthcare. How can people get their hands on your book, Restoring Health to Healthcare?
Amazon.com or wherever books are sold, or my website, milesofhealth.com.
There he is. Dr. Miles Schneider on Bill Martinez Live, Restoring Health to Healthcare. It'll be linked on our website, too, at billmartinezlive.com. 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Send your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, it's just that simple. We love to hear from you.
Hey, because your opinion does count. Unlike the environment in which we live in these days, it seems like, look, if you don't agree with me, then I've been weaponized to invalidate you and make sure you're out of the conversation. Well, that doesn't work here because we know better. We know what has made this country great is the participation of all peoples, and it is awesome when we can utilize the cultures and the, you know, the different contributions that many people have to offer. And as we celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day, welcome. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Don Mazzella joins us now. He's a political and lifestyle expert. Probably seen him on MSNBC, Bloomberg, and Wall Street Journal. He is the chief operating officer of Information Strategies, Inc. That is a company that helps business managers improve profits. Currently oversees a print and internet publication network centered around Small Business Digest, with more than 3.2 million opt-in small business readers and healthcare industry stakeholders. Don, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Great. And yourself?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm bullish on America right now and on productivity. I think this new administration has opened up the doors to, I believe, was a pent-up and frustrated productivity level, and here we are, you know, taking off unbeknownst to the CBO and other, the so-called government experts that said that the country wouldn't, you know, get beyond 2% GDP, just said that that was the new normal. And fortunately, this president and the American people said, no, that's not normal at all. And within the first year, which they said, you know, he'd be lucky to be reaching a 3%, he's delusional. that we'd reach a 3% GDP, and you know, within 6 months we're at 3%. But I think that's representative of this potential that has been sitting there and been frustrated, and now as these small businesses, banks that I've been speaking with are just so excited because people are dreaming again, and they're you know, the interest in you know, new job creation has got to be is exciting, and looks good on the forecast. And I imagine for you, Don, appreciating you know, small business growth and development, this has to get you excited as well.
Well, you're absolutely right. Every survey, every study we've done or we've talked to people have done said exactly what you're saying. Small business leaders are enthusiastic. They're finding that orders are up. Look, you only have to look at what happened in the last Christmas shopping season.
Exactly.
And people opened up their pocketbooks, maybe added a little bit to their credit cards. But the answer is very definitely orders are up. There's an interesting thing to look at. Small business, more than other people, use the postal service. People always kind of look at that as the stepchild. They always look at UPS or FedEx, et cetera. But even the post office reported last Christmas season, or is about to report, that their packages were up. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, our Christmas cards were down overall in terms of volume. But when you talk about small business, 78% from our survey said that they expected sales to be equal or be better than this year than last year. Mm-hmm. Now that's up from we've been averaging 56% over the last 4 years in our in our surveys.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good sign. It was interesting. There's an article in yesterday's Sunday paper where I guess we're even accepting ex-convicts because we can't find enough people to service our jobs. So we're according to one person, quote, forced, unquote, to hire ex-cons for jobs. All of this, I think, is a very positive. And, and yes, you're absolutely right to ascribe it to President Trump. You know, it's interesting. President Trump has been taking all the fire while his cabinet people have been doing what I think is an excellent job of rolling back
regulations.
Excuse me. And kind of making it easier for people to do their jobs.
Exactly.
So I'm kind of bullish on things.
Well, I would say I'm going to let you clear your voice here for just a second, because I do want to just comment on your statement about ex-cons getting involved here. I say bring it on. You know, ex-cons, you know, they need a job. They need to feel productive. I think that's a basic human, if anything, is a right, is having an opportunity to go out there and fulfill your God-given dreams and ambitions. And, you know, yes, you may have made a mistake, but if you're going to assimilate back into the culture again, you got to have a fair shot at it, you know. And as long as you're not going back and reproducing the mistakes that got you into jail in the first place, hey, come out. You got families to provide for, and there's nothing like a job to give you this sense of integrity and dignity, you know, so get them back to work. And if we need the labor force, by all means, all comers. If you want to, you know, roll up your sleeves and participate in moving products forward and helping businesses grow, I'd say, you know, come one, come all.
I couldn't agree with you more. The black unemployment rate is the lowest
it's ever been
in 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's an amazing...
Yeah, Hispanic unemployment under 5% as well.
Media.
Exactly. Well, this is a president that went to the black community and said, hey, what do you got to lose? You know, here's this rich white guy from Manhattan, you know, coming in.
Unfortunate. It's very interesting. I'm just reading a story now out of America's favorite newspaper, the New York Times, about the fact that the current education secretary is trying to roll back some of the draconian regulations put in place against trade schools. Mm. And who's the one that's cheering them the most? The black colleges.
Yes.
Who are recognize that they are most vulnerable to having former students complain. It's interesting. I don't want to go down too much the black road, but
it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We can.
Have done better on the Republicans in terms of jobs than they have over the Democrats over the last 50 years, and that fact is never really identified in mm-hmm. the media.
Well, some blacks get it. They see it, and they've made choices, and they're all the better for it. There's others that have gotten trapped into the system, and basically what democratic regulations and their ideas have done has entrapped them and put them on a, I might say, a modern-day form of enslavement, beholden to ridiculous welfare requirements and, you know, the things that have kept them, you know, chained up, if you might say that. And that might be a bit disrespectful and harsh. But the fact of the matter is that we've got a lot of human potential that has been incentivized, as you and I were talking about this earlier. They've been incentivized in the wrong direction. And this is why you have a lot of single parents out there. You have the you know, the delinquency that's taken place. You have young men and women who do not have a father in the home. I mean, at large numbers, you know that this is a recipe for a disaster, and we are reaping exactly what we've sown.
You know, it was very interesting. Yesterday I was at breakfast with a leading sociologist who said in 1965, the rate of white divorces and white illegitimacy was higher than blacks.
Mm-hmm.
But that reversed by 1985. And we have, in effect, banished the black father from the home mm-hmm. In our welfare rules.
And exactly. Well, so much for the war on poverty, which has only given more poverty and more war. Go figure. 18 minutes before the top of the hour, Don Mazzella is with us, and we're going to be talking about churches selling marijuana. Stay with us right here.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow. Perhaps where you live, rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816, 800-540-8816, 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Was a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Hey, that's what I got to say. 14 minutes before the top of the hour right now, Don Mazzella continues with us, a political and lifestyle expert. You've seen him on MSNBC, Bloomberg, and the Wall Street Journal. COO of Information Strategies, a company that helps business managers improve profits. Don, we were talking, you and I off the air, about this hashtag Me Too campaign that's been going on. The Golden Globes last weekend, not the most recent, week before, came out and tried to claim some sort of higher moral ground without even apologizing for their participation in this whole sexual harassment issue. This thing's really getting carried away here, and we may have to go to extremes before we come back to center. What do you say?
Couldn't agree with you more. In fact, we may have reached the extreme. There's a report going around in the media circles that the Harper's Magazine is about to publish a story which is going to name people not only who where women have come out and said that these men, quote, harass them, but also men who have were rumored. Now, that to me is where you really draw the line. I've been a journalist for over 50 years, I don't mind admitting, and this to me is really crossing the line. We were taught if you couldn't verify a fact two or three different ways, you couldn't print it. Now we have a story from what used to be one of the great magazines of this country, saying that they're going to print a rumor about people are rumored. I mean, I've known for years about people who are, quote, rumored for this or that, but no way in heck would I or any responsible journalist ever publish their names.
Yeah, without it.
We're doing this.
Yeah.
This, to me, is the overweening end result of rampant, I don't know, whatever you call it. It's just too much. Have men taken advantage of women? Yes, over the ages. Have women taken advantage of men when they get the chance? Of course. It is the way. It's a power relationship. Is it bad? Of course it's bad. But, you know, we need balance in this world, and right now we're off balance. before it gets better. But it's something that I really feel in the long run will hurt women more than it will help them.
Mm-hmm. Well, what you're sharing reminds me of a pastor who was also, you know, world renowned as an encourager of men, who was one of our keynote speakers and teachers at the Bible college I was attending. And there were 250 kids in the room at the time, and of course, mixed audience, you know, men and women. And he says, let me break it to you very directly and succinctly. He says, women, you have the sex, men, you have the money, and each of you wants what the other has. And the gasp in the room was, you know, but it was just like one of those practical statements. And all his wisdom, here's what it comes down to, you know, money and sex. And I don't mean to oversimplify it or even disrespect the whole issue, but these are driving and compelling forces that will continue after the hashtag movement. We've gone this way before. You know, people say, well, we want this never to happen again. Well,
it will.
Yeah, it's inevitable. And on top of that, you know, they want full disclosure. We've known for a long time. We the people have paid $17 million for indiscretions of our elected officials. And we still don't know, but for two, who might have been implicated in that. We don't have full disclosure there. Hollywood is still, you know, they're hoping, okay, we've got enough scapegoats out there. Maybe we can get beyond this. And now that Oprah has come up and gone center stage, this is all cleared up now and everybody has been exonerated. Unfortunately, just like all movements, they go to extremes and then we'll find the center until the next time it happens. But it only what will command this whole thing and regulate it is the level of truth and honesty we're able to come to. And I don't know, in the words of Jack Nicholson, if America can handle the truth.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, at my club in New York, there was a gentleman who always showed up with a beautiful young, he was in his 60s, beautiful young thing. Mm-hmm. And we asked him, how did he manage it? And he said, very simple, plastic, plastic, plastic. He's referring to his credit card.
Credit card, exactly.
But he admitted it, and they admitted it, and they had, mm-hmm. they had a wonderful time, and no one mm-hmm. was hurt.
Right.
They both understood each other, mm-hmm. and the argument can be made that people have gotten ahead, women have gotten ahead, and men have gotten ahead. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're familiar, but if you remember Mary Cunningham and Jack Agee, who was president of Bendix.
Mm-hmm.
He just
yes.
died recently, mm-hmm. and the scandal was that she was a 27-year-old protege of his and eventually married him and had children by him. And it was such a scandal then. But they each got what they wanted. And I think you hit it. The good pastor hit it correctly, as often the good pastors do.
Right, exactly.
Money well, and sex.
Yeah, well, you know, and there was an interview on 60 Minutes here recently. I think Leslie Stahl had interviewed, and I was trying to remember the gal's name. She's a celebrated a director and producer, and she just flat out directly just said, yeah, I slept my way to the top. That's how I got here. You know, to your point, you know,
if you choose to do it, that's fine. And if you choose not to, that's fine too.
Yeah, but if you've been, but
it was men like Harry Weinstein who forced themselves on it,
right?
But he ultimately paid the price. But interestingly enough, the worst people that paid price were the stockholders in his company,
yes.
which is going to be sold today for a fraction, this week, for a fraction of what it was worth just 6 months ago,
mm-hmm.
because of his indiscretions.
Right.
That, to me, is the worst part about it.
Well, and the stockholders had to know. I mean, this stuff, they teased about it. It was kind of accepted. This is why I have a hard time with some of these women trying to claim the higher ground there in Hollywood. You know, they let the sisters of the Yaya sisterhood, get abused. They turned a blind eye because it wasn't maybe happening to them, or maybe it was just the rite of passage for actresses. And we're not even dealing with actors or teenagers yet, which still comes up, young men, preteens, who have been abused through the Hollywood process as well. Corey Feldstein has been championing that cause for a number of years, and it's so shocking that Hollywood and the rest of America can't, just can't deal with it. It's just too much for their brain to handle, and it's sad.
You're very true. But, again, if you look at it, if you succeed in Hollywood, the rewards are great in terms of prestige and money.
Right.
So, if you choose to go that way, and some people do.
Mm-hmm.
I remember many, I'm old enough, if you remember, the name just escaped me, who became a Hollywood actress, who became a mother superior, a nun.
Ingrid Bergman, you're talking about?
No. Dolores Hart, if you remember.
Oh, Dolores Hart, okay, all right, yeah, okay.
She chose not to do it because she felt she could not deal with it, preferred the spiritual life.
Yes. Yes. Right. Exactly. No. You're right.
I interviewed her. Mm. As a very young man, and I wish I knew that I had the skills then that I had now, because she very definitely telegraphed some of these issues then. And I just didn't pick it up. But
well, this is the problem with things like this, is that you can choose to deal with these, if you want to call them sins, now or later. And whenever you deal with them later, they get much more complicated. And here we are right now in Harvey Weinstein's case and others as well. Don, I did also want to talk to you about this other topic that was there, and I teased earlier about the churches selling marijuana. What's going on? We've got about 2 minutes left here.
Well, I'm sorry, but the answer is that in California and in several other states, by the way, you can buy marijuana inside churches, and the churches have turned to that as a way of financing their spiritual mission. It's a tough problem, but the police in Oakland, where most of it occurred, are clamping down on it. But the very fact that they're doing it is what the story is. And the very fact that it's proving lucrative is very illuminating.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, legalizing marijuana is right now the rolling tide, which Attorney General Sessions may have turned a little bit with his recent announcement about it, or warning. But the real thing about it is that churches turn to that to finance their spiritual mission, and it finally dawned on police that that's kind of an incompatible role, and they are clamping down on it.
Right, exactly. We're out of time, Don, so we're going to have to bring you back at another day, okay? Don Mazzella on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Don.
Hi, folks. Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms.
Yee!
Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.